You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio.
Okay, Al, hit it. Yeehaw! And good morning, everybody, and welcome. It's Dave's Corner Garage, and we're here for another segment. And of course, because of COVID-19, all of us are working from home, and I hope all of you are home and being safe. Today, we're going to have Trevor Hutchison join us from Crown. Trevor, we know him as the Crown Prince, but he's actually the VP of dealers. I think what he does is he actually goes across the country setting up dealers and making sure that they're happy. Summit Kapoor. Summit is with Young Steels Motors. He's actually one of their representatives, and he's going to talk about what's going on in the car business, the car dealerships, as far as service and sales is concerned, being that they're doing it offline. They can't do it actually from the dealership. So we're going to talk about the real life of a car dealer in this environment. And then to finish things off, the CAA is going to join us. Elliot Silverstein is going to call in and talk about 10% off of your insurance rates. So if you're a CAA, they're going to tell you how you're going to get 10% off on your insurance because people are not using their cars. What do you think of that, Al?
I would say, could you not make me a deal? Seriously. I'm not going to work. I'm not driving. There must be a way I can save some money. Well, you know what? Show us how to do that.
The streets are empty. If you look at the streets, it's amazing to me. It's. I went downtown and I had to go to check some construction, and I was there like in 5 minutes. It's like nobody's around.
But why are people still driving crazy? I'm driving 20 over the limit, and people are blown past me like I'm standing still. I don't understand people's rush. You know,
unbelievable. Anyway,
I've seen a lot of birds flying around while driving.
And you notice that you can hear the birds actually.
No, these are more of these flipping birds.
Oh, you're number one. You're number one.
Yeah, I thought they really liked me because I was driving a specific car. But I guess I was wrong. And I visited Al yesterday because I got my winter tires off and have my new tires on. And I got a couple questions, Al, that people emailed in about when they're changing their tires. So we can get to that whenever.
And yeah, maybe, by the way, if you do want to reach us and you have a question, because we're doing this from our homes, just go to our website, davescornergarage.com. There's a section there for you can ask questions and we'll do our best to answer you quickly.
And Al's picture, he's thin. You see the picture there?
He's handsome.
Well, you guys want a room? No.
I've been here for 25 days. I'll take anything. All righty, we'll be right back. We got to pay a few bills. And Trevor Hutchison from Crown is going to join us. And we're going to talk about warranties and all the other good things. This morning, we have Trevor Hutchison with us. Morning, Trevor. How are you?
Good morning, David. We're doing really well considering all things that are going on right now.
I'm sure that your dealer network is decimated. I mean, how many guys are open and how many are closed?
Well, believe it or not, a lot of our shops are actually open. We're just not doing retail work right now. We are doing a lot of work, kind of commercial work, supporting essential services like a number of the cities, fire departments, EMS, things like mm-hmm. that, because their equipment still needs to be maintained. And in some cases, they're on reduced schedules. So it's actually a good fit right now. And out of our manufacturing facility, we're still producing products for dozens of manufacturers that are involved in all kinds of essential services, whether it's commercial fleet equipment or even industrial applications.
So when you're talking about commercial equipment, we're in spring, so we've got to get rid of all the salt. We've got to do all spring maintenance. Talk about that a bit.
Yeah, so, you know, at this time of the year, for decades, I think we've been very vocal about trying to reach the consumers to explain why spring is the best time of the year to get rust protection done. And it all relates to temperature and the moisture content and the weather warming up, and then getting rid of the damage that's been caused by the winter, namely in salts or chlorides. So a big part of that involves cleaning. And, you know, much like we're very big proponents of doing regular maintenance on your vehicle, when you change over, if you're in an area where you're operating on winter tires or snow tires, when you get those changed, you do your spring mechanical maintenance, then doing your crown application following that is really the best time of year. Get your vehicle ready for spring completely.
Okay. Now, some of your shops are open also because they're mechanical shops doing crown at the same time, right?
That's correct. So if our shops are mechanical in nature, if they're doing, in some cases, they provide other services that are listed under, like in Ontario, under the Essential Services Act that they have out right now. But none of them are doing retail work for people's cars. Even if they're open for mechanical and they can do mechanical work on a car, they're not able to do the crown application on a car because it's not considered an essential service.
Trevor, can you just run through it with us? Like, you know, I brought in my car and I still have some salt caked on it. How do you prepare it before you go ahead and do your crown application?
Yeah, sure, Alan, absolutely. So when we bring it in, and once we can get it up on a hoist, we want to take a look at the chassis, because some of the most noticeable areas that you'll see is, you know, in some cases it's easy to see the salt residue. In other cases, you don't directly see the salt, but you see the effects of it, where you'll see components starting to rust out, even on brand new vehicles prematurely. So they'll have surface rust on them. So a lot of times what we'll do is we'll go through and we use a proprietary product called Salt Eliminator that we foam on. It goes on a little bit like a liquid shaving cream almost. And what it's designed to do is it's not just a cleaner, it's actually a chloride wash that will break the bond of the chloride or the salt to any metal surface. And so we foam it on the vehicle, we'll leave it on for about 10 minutes, and then we rinse it off. And so that'll remove the salt from the chassis, and then we're able to spray the vehicle. Also, we'll wash the exterior of the vehicle with the same product. It's perfectly safe on paint, but a lot of times people can't see it on their vehicle. Like, you could go through an automatic car wash in the winter and you see all the white salt on it. It comes through, and once it's wet, it looks clean. But once it dries, you'll actually see patches of the salt, or you can certainly feel them on the paint. So this is designed to remove that as well. So we've made that part of our standard practice in the spring for a number of years now.
So you're able to actually spray the crown product right on a wet vehicle then?
That's right. Yeah. So it doesn't need to dry. I mean, really the issue with the moisture underneath is more for our technicians, where they're going to get a little bit wetter, but our rust inhibitor product is designed to displace the moisture. So it won't mix with the moisture. It's not going to be impacted by water that's dripping off the chassis at that time. So there's no issue with it being done, but in the spring, it'll probably add 10 to 15 minutes to our application just because of doing the desalting process.
Trevor, Ford makes a truck that's made out of aluminum. So is there a difference the way you apply it to the aluminum than you do to a car that's steel and plastic?
A little bit. The difference comes into being able to access the cab of a vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's really the main difference. But it doesn't apply as much to aluminum as it does to vehicle design, because sometimes manufacturers put things into, you know, whether it's side impact beams or things in the doors, with the way they run their electrical, that require us to make an adjustment. But as far as the design of the cab, even with aluminum, like in the Ford F-150s, there's not a lot difference in the actual design. Where it is impacted, though, is that aluminum doesn't rust. Aluminum will corrode, right? And so that's a big difference. And so the reason that we still spray aluminum vehicles is that we're looking to protect things like the fittings and seams and that, and then any dissimilar metals that are connected to it.
So it turns to powder, right? Aluminum doesn't
That's right. It oxidizes and it'll go either a very light gray or even white, and it will powder eventually.
But let me ask you. But at the same time, it's disintegrating. So I mean, if you leave it white long enough, there won't be anything left. Correct?
That's right. And anybody that has aluminum rims on their vehicle, when they start to oxidize, they'll see that they turn white. And that's right. That's the same sort of thing that happens with the metal, whether it's metal that's being used to construct the cab of a vehicle or an aluminum box on a like a hydro truck, things like that. They corrode differently.
All right, Trevor, you were talking about, you know, car cleaning. We've got this COVID situation right now. Are you able to help people out in terms of sanitizing their car?
We're able to help them out with products that'll do that for them. Yes. So we're not doing that in our shops, obviously, because we're not open for the retail. But what's important for people to do is that when they go out is to make sure that they're cleaning their vehicle, steering wheel, door handles, because those are the things that we touch. And so we've got a product called Power Clean, which will, when applied, it's in a ready-to-use bottle that you can apply to a cloth, a rag, even paper towel. And if you wipe down the surfaces, what the cleaning does is it will actually sanitize, right? Yeah. So there's a difference between sanitizing and disinfecting. So a product like Lysol is a disinfectant, but you can't disinfect a surface that isn't clean, right? So like if you had dirt or something on, you think, well, I'm going to spray Lysol on it and it's good. It's not. You need to clean it first and then you disinfect.
So it's called Power Clean?
It's called Power Clean. Yep. It's in a ready-to-use bottle, and it's safe to use on the inside because it's diluted down, but it's very effective on that. But, you know, we encourage anybody that's taking a look at, you know, when you're going out now, we're wearing masks and gloves. But if we think of the things that we touch the most, those are the areas, steering wheels, door handles,
armrests. You were talking about the salt eliminator. You can buy that also in a can?
That's right. You can buy that in a can. And so those are also available on our website at crown.com. So they can be purchased through there and shipped out to people as well.
Trevor, are you able to hang around? Because we're going to take a break.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about stains on your carpet. You know that white ring we have on our carpeting? Salt eliminator will take that out, won't it?
Indeed it will.
Alrighty. Take us out, Al.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
We're back, and we're still with Trevor Hutchison from Crown. And there's a question came up about Crown's warranty. As your locations are closed, how are you handling the warranty situations?
Yeah, this is something that's very important to us. We haven't had to go through this in 35 years in business yet, where we've had a situation where we've had our stores shut down.
Yeah.
But we have tens of thousands of customers that have warranties that would be having their vehicles sprayed with Crown in the months of March and April so far, but because of the shutdown, haven't been able to get in. So what we're doing is, and we've got this message posted on our website for our customers to see, is that anybody that has a warranty with us that was due to have their vehicle sprayed, is that once we are allowed to reopen, then people are going to have 30 days to come into our centers. We're going to extend their warranty for them to make sure that customers are looked after.
Okay. And one thing we should also mention is that if you've had an accident or something or any panels replaced, you'll actually respray that stuff for nothing.
That's right. So anybody at this time that's, if they've had the misfortune to get into an accident, has to go get their vehicle repaired, once we reopen, they'll be able to come in and get their vehicle resprayed. And that's at no charge. So any area that's being repaired, we'll respray that at no charge for them.
All right. Well, Trevor, Dave was concerned about the salt stains on his carpets in his car. Let's say people want to buy the product. If they, if the store is actually closed, can they go online and purchase it that way?
Yeah, they can go on and purchase. So the product in Aerosol Farm is called Salt Eliminator. And I'll tell you, since I've had a little bit more time, I've taken both my wife's vehicle and mine to do this. And I tell you, it's incredible. Even if you have really good floor mats in your vehicle, you're still going to around the edges get some salt staining that occurs. Mm-hmm. And what happens is it turns rock hard. And so one is you don't want to damage the carpet, but two, you want to get rid of the salt. And so with Salt Eliminator, basically what we do is you just wet the surface a little bit and then you spray the Salt Eliminator on. It'll foam up. You leave it for about a minute to minute and a half, and then take a firm bristle brush. And if you scrub the area, you'll then be able to rinse it and use a shop vac or just a wet cloth, and it'll remove all of that salt residue off the carpet. Now, if you haven't done it in, say, a couple of years and the salt's been sitting there, you may need to do the process twice, but it works very well and it'll remove all of the salt.
Well, you know, speaking of, you know, product that people can buy, I mean, if you're a handyman and myself as a mechanic and shop owner, I know that you guys have other products that are amazing. You've got a penetrating oil. You've got actual crown that you can spray. Just give us quickly, you know, these products are available through your website as well, correct?
That's right. Yeah. So our core product line is all available on our website. So we have everything from a very good wash and wax product to probably two of our best products in feedback that we get from our customers outside of our rust inhibitor and penetrant is a spot and stain remover and a leather and vinyl dressing.
Oh, really?
So when we go into home shows or, you know, we do mall shows across the country as well, probably those are two of the most popular products is people looking to be able to get stains out of carpet or fabric. And they're just excellent products. And we manufacture every product that you'll see on our website is manufactured up at our manufacturing facility in Schaumburg. And we distribute it throughout Canada, but also to the U.S. as well out of that facility.
Now, if there's any motorcycle riders out there too, you guys also have a super chain lubricant, correct?
Yeah, the chain lube is an excellent product. It has the same rust inhibiting ability as our T40 that we spray on the vehicles, but it has an additive that's designed to resist wear. So where you have wear in between the chain components, or we use it a lot in mills that have chain drives because they get a high heat, and this product will resist the high heat.
Is that good for a chainsaw as well?
Yeah, it's very good for a chainsaw. Matter of fact, if you watch you know, on any of the TV stations that show some of the lumberjack competitions, we actually work with a number of the chainsaw companies and competitors, and they use the Crown products for that.
All right, Dave, I hear you're chomping at the bit. Take it away.
Well, I just had a quick question. You're across Canada, and you're in the northern part of the States. Are you closed in all those locations, or is each area treated differently?
Yeah, that's a good question, David. It really depends on either the state or the provincial jurisdiction. So, for instance, our shops in New York State were shut down before our ones in Ontario were.
Oh, okay.
And Pennsylvania was under a little different situation than New York State was. And Michigan as well. So what our shops have to do is they have to comply with their state laws or provincial laws. Like right now, we expect that in some parts of the country, like Manitoba and Saskatchewan, we may be able to open our shops earlier than we will in, say, Ontario and Quebec.
That's what they're saying. Yeah, they're saying probably early part of May they should be backing off and opening up a little bit. So, in effect, the entire network is affected.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this will be significant. And, you know, without having gone through this before, you know, our obviously primary concern is for the health and safety of our employees. But then as we get to reopen, it's going to be, you know, how do we protect our customers as well? Yes. And so, you know, we'll wait to see what direction the governments give us on that. But we've already been working on how we're going to be able to do that so that customers can come in safely and still maintain their vehicles.
How do we get a hold of Crown?
The best way is through the website at crown.com. And from there, they customers can email in questions or purchase product, or if they just want to find out what's going on at Crown, that's the best place to do it.
Well, thanks again for joining us, Trevor. We've found out some great information, and if people want your product, they can find out all about Crown at KROWN.com. We'll be right back.
Okay, as we all know that the car industry is decimated by COVID-19, but an interesting fact is that the average car right now is selling in Canada is over $40,000. So just imagine the amount of business that is being lost. And to answer some of the questions about the industry, we have Samit Kapoor with us. Samit is with Young Steels Motors. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Good. Tell me, are you busy this morning? No, it's quiet.
To give you an honest answer, I've sold 6 cars since morning.
Wow. Fascinating.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Okay, so Nate, the dealerships, the store itself has to be closed. Perhaps you can tell our listeners, how do they go about buying a car then?
Yes.
To put this in a nutshell, every single thing has gone online. Young Steels Ford has changed their business model from brick and mortar style to complete online style. Our deliveries are remote. Paperwork is online. No test drives at all. Video and FaceTime sessions are being done with the clients over the phone to show them the colors, to show them the actual features inside the vehicle. And then once they agree to the numbers and everything on email, we are sending them bills of sales on email. They agree to that. We are signing e-contracts, delivering the vehicles right to their doorstep.
People is there any pushback because you can't road test the car?
Yes. If somebody is buying their F-150 or any Ford vehicle, as a matter of fact, for the first time, they're reluctant in making the decision because they have not test driven the car. But if you're already in an F-150 and you've been driving that truck for the last 10 years, you know what F-150s are. Uh-huh. You don't need to test drive it again. You trust the motor. You trust the brand. You just go ahead and you renew your lease or you renew your financing contracts. You will get into that decision online.
What if someone has a trade-in? How do you evaluate that?
If we put some standard procedures in place. So if somebody has a trade-in, we are asking them for 4 pieces of valuable information. Send us the VIN number. Send us the picture of the mileage on the vehicle, a few interior and exterior shots, and send us whatever the remaining lien amount is or the loan amount is. With all those 4 informations in our system, we can approximate the trade value. And we can put it as a deal on the paper.
Samit, would you adjust the pricing if the guy was hiding something? Like, say, he's explaining the car, but he forgot to tell you that the transmission is not working properly.
See, it's like trusting your own customers. If it is somebody who's been with the dealership for 10 years, we ask them, upfront, can you tell us anything else about the car? If the windshield is broken or any of the quarter panels is damaged or you've got any hit, or you have any accident on file, although we are running the Carfax and Carproof reports internally, but if customer tells us those things, honestly, we trust them at all. We totally trust them.
Fascinating. Yeah. So is this a change in the business model for forever? Even when you can open up again, is this a viable alternative?
To be honest, it's a blessing in disguise. I know when everything becomes normal again, people will start coming to the stores. But because of the coronavirus situation, people are getting used to doing online business in car industry. And believe it or not, it's a good sign. People are getting comfortable buying cars online. This might be the future.
Hmm. So Ford is actually have a program where they help them, 6 months of not paying anything?
Yes. So what Ford did recently, Ford came out with the benefit of 6 months to the customers, in which they've broken it into 2 parts. So first 3 months, they will take it off the price of the vehicle, and the next 3 months, they'll put them on deferred payments. So you don't have to feel the heat for the next 6 payments at all. That's what Ford is doing right now for every single customer.
Fascinating. Do you think, there was one question that came up, was that, do you think that when things open up again, it's actually going to be busy, 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 or are people going to be afraid to come to the dealership?
It's not about being afraid. It's about finances. Trust me, when I look at the numbers online, more than 2 million people have lost job in Canada. They don't have money to spend on cars. Dealerships are clean. I mean, I'm working in the office right now. I feel safe working in my office. Everything is sanitized. We are wearing gloves. If required, we are wearing masks as well. it's not about safety. It's more about financial problems that people are going into because of this virus. A lot of people lost their jobs and their mortgages and finances are totally, totally disturbed.
You know, there's a discussion going on the internet about the government may guarantee the loans to try and get the business to kick back in.
In other words,
if you're having financial problems, the government will actually back you.
It's good. And trust me, I've been following news across the globe. Canadian government is doing a lot. Believe it or not, we are blessed to be in a country like this, in a country like Canada.
So, I mean, what about new projects or new vehicles that have been in the plans or in the works? Like, for example, you know, just before this all happened, they were showing pictures of the electric Mustang. Are they still able to proceed and do the testing and do the evaluation on those?
It's difficult to comment on that, but going by what happened with the F-150 plans, I feel that the launch of that electric Mustang will be pushed a couple of months ahead. Because
as a matter of fact, you mentioned F-150. They're not working on an electric one as well, are they not?
Yes. They were supposed to come out with the hybrid F-150 this year, which was a 2021 model. But what happened right now, all the orders that we placed in late January and mid-February, all those vehicles are sitting in the plants and plants are closed.
Mm-hmm.
I even have the VIN numbers on the vehicles, but I cannot sell them because I don't even have a date from Ford when they will land.
Summit, they're saying that in the month of May, 40 to 50,000 lease vehicles are coming back into the marketplace across the country. And that's going to happen in May, June, July. Isn't that a force to get the dealerships to open to handle those people?
A lot of people are buying out their vehicles because they don't want to make any new commitments to the vehicles.
Ah, okay.
A lot of leases are getting bought out, but construction companies like lawn mowing companies or plumbers and those kind of companies, yes, those companies are replacing their leases. But the difficult part is if somebody is renewing the lease and their old lease is coming back to the dealership, dealers will not be able to sell those cars because auctions are down. Prices are down. I know US dollar is strong, but we are not able to move that inventory across.
And that inventory goes to the States.
Yes, and dealers are taking a strong hit on that. Dealers are taking a really strong hit on that. But again, it's a do or die situation, I'll tell you honestly. If you do not do that trade, you won't be able to move the inventory which is in your storage. If you don't move the inventory, you have to pay interest on that.
That's right.
So you're getting killed anyways. Either you move the new unit which is sitting in your storage, and you believe in future and just stay positive to move those trades which are coming back to you.
All right, Sumit, I want to thank you very much for joining us today because we do have to jump. Ford, if the people want to do that online deal with you, how do they get in touch with you?
They can drop us an email at sales@ysfl.ca. Very simple, easy email. And then one of our managers on the floor, maybe me or somebody else, we'll get in touch with them over the phone and email. And we are doing everything on email. And they don't even have to sign any paperwork physically. They can sign all the paperwork electronically and we deliver the house with both the keys on their driveway.
So if I sign Dave's name, would that be okay?
Sure.
That's fine as long as Dave gives me a letter of authorization.
I want a Mustang convertible.
I have one in stock.
Fascinating insight. Really fascinating insight in the industry. Kapoor, yes, Summit sir. Is with Young Steels Motors. You know what? Here's your website again.
YSFL.ca.
YSFL.ca. Thank you again.
Yes, thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, we have Elliot Silverstein on the line from CAA, and Elliot is with the insurance part of that company. I love CAA. I actually am now a customer, and I actually was a cardholder for... That's going to be 20 years. Elliot, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great. This discussion in the world right now is that insurance companies are discounting their rates because people are not using their cars as much as they used to. Same situation with the CAA?
Very much. So for CAA, you know, what we've done is that we've done something very unique in comparison to a lot of other companies. We've taken a 10% rate reduction on both home insurance and auto insurance for the duration of the pandemic. And what that means is that the rate reduction will last for the duration of a 12-month policy term. So not just in a 30 or 90-day period during the pandemic, we're providing some relief over a 12-month period of your term to actually help provide some relief during the pandemic and getting through the days afterwards.
So is this for existing policies, or is this like I'm just sort of coming in right now, do I get 10% as buying a new policy?
So it applies for existing policyholders as well as new policyholders. And, you know, if there are some people that have just had their renewals come in, there is a form on our CAA South Central Ontario website at caasco.com. You fill in the information, they'll get in contact with you, and they will do the adjustment based on that. So really, there's a great opportunity for, regardless of when your renewal is, to save 10%, which, you know, for some people is a few hundred dollars when you factor in auto and home insurance together.
Yeah, it's quite a bit of money. And you don't do commercial. You're only doing actually, what would you call it, civilian?
Passenger vehicles, that's right. Just standard passenger vehicles. But certainly, you know, what we think and what we see is that we started the rollout a couple of weeks back in Ontario. We got the approval from the regulators. We're moving that out now to Atlantic Canada. So this is going to be something that for CAA insurance holders in various parts of the country right now, they're going to be able to see that relief because, you know, we're in a very unusual time. And, you know, a lot of our efforts, even going to things like our MyPay, pay-as-you-go, we're trying to focus on people's lifestyle needs. And during the pandemic, certainly we know a lot of people are driving less. So this is a way to help people factor in their insurance when their cars are pretty much sitting idle most of the day.
Now, when we talked earlier, you were telling me that if I'm an existing policyholder, I need to fill out a form that I get off your website?
That's correct. So what you would do is you go to caasco.com for CAA South Central Ontario. You click on the insurance tab, and then there'll be a form right there that if you need to fill in the information, it'll be sent into the team, and they'll get in touch with you to make those necessary adjustments and get the correct paperwork out to you.
Fascinating. Do most people, when they buy insurance, pay for the whole thing up front, or do they pay it sort of monthly?
It varies. There are some people that like to pay in one shot and go that route. A lot of people like to pay on a monthly basis so that they see it coming out on a monthly piece so that they have the money available. It really is consumer choice on that one. But regardless of which route you go through, in our particular scenario, and again, a lot of different insurance companies are approaching it in different ways, no matter whether you pay monthly or annually, there will be relief available for you.
So, in other words, would you give them a credit or do you write them back a check? How would you sort of handle that?
So, you know, again the annual will be dealt with a little bit differently, but the monthlies you'd see the changes once the renewal has been put forward. What we've done, which is different than a lot of insurance companies, is we provided a 10% reduction. So you see the certainty, whereas some insurance companies have provided a rebate, which is a check back. So instead of giving a check back, we've actually looked at it going forward and saying, for the next 12 months, the duration of your policy term, we're going to give you that 10% rate reduction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I talk about my pace?
Absolutely.
I am your biggest fan. I should tell the listeners that we got a bill. My wife and I have no claims in 30 years, at least. We don't have any tickets, and they charged us for both our cars $5,000 for insurance. And I got it from my pace, and I would spend less than $2,000 for both of us this year. That's how much we would save. It's just unbelievable.
I think we should let Elliot explain, though, what my pace is. It's a separate kind of policy, is it not, Elliot?
It is separate, and I would say it's also over and above what we just talked about in terms of the 10% rate reduction. But we launched MyPace 2 years ago, and really what that is, it's Canada's first pay-as-you-go auto insurance program. So what we try to look at, again, from looking at people's lifestyle needs, some people don't use their cars except for the weekends, or they may use it in incremental ways, so that this is a way to only pay for the amount that you're actually driving. And we've seen some great interest in this. We've also seen some great interest in the last number of weeks where people are rethinking how they pay for their insurance, and they're looking at ways to find some immediate relief. And there's no better way of doing that than being able to monitor how much you drive and pay in the increments, in 1,000-kilometer increments, as you drive. So if you're only moving around, let's say, 250 kilometers a month right now, you're not going to be paying an installment for a period of time until you reach that threshold. And it really is a different way of looking at auto insurance in the country. So we started off in Ontario. We are looking at things in other provinces going forward, but it is certainly an opportunity for you to put a device in your vehicle that goes on your onboard dash, and you would begin to see the savings almost immediately.
I think it's fascinating. And it also includes things like when if I rent a car in Florida, you'll cover the rental car. There's so many things that it offers that I've never seen before, and I've been in this industry my whole life.
So one of the nice things with CAA is we have a lot of different pieces that come along with us. So you mentioned the rental cars. There's also the various initiatives with hotels and restaurants and so forth. So even in these times, if you're doing a takeout service, you may save 10% or 15% on certain restaurants that are connected to the CAA card. So being part of the CAA MyPay, being a part of this family of initiatives, there's a lot of savings you'll see in the immediate and then in times where you may not expect it either.
Yeah, I know. I've got the gold card? Yeah. I don't know if I've told you the story, but we got into trouble. We got into a flood in West Virginia. We had to rent a car to get home. I sent the bill into the CAA, and I got paid within 4 days. I've never seen a company nobody says anything bad about it. It's got a great reputation. I am sold. I wish I could express it better than that.
And we appreciate it. I think, you know, one of the things that we try to really push forward from CAA's perspective is that no matter where you are, we're there to support you. So we do have those services and support in the United States as well, if you're ever stranded down there. But even across the country or in different cities, if you have a breakdown or any other challenges, you know, we're there for you. And I think that's really why people look at the CAA from all its initiatives, from roadside to auto insurance, as really some comfort that you're going to have the support when you need it.
Especially right now, you know, we're talking about the pandemic that's going on. You guys have offered extra services as well to critical care workers, correct?
That's correct. So what we've done during the last number of weeks is we've offered up free roadside assistance to healthcare workers should they be in a moment of need, whether you're a member of CAA or not. Because really, these are the frontline workers who are providing critical assistance to those who are in the most dire challenges. And it's a small way for us to give back as an organization. And we've had a number of people take us up on that offer, both members and non-members. And, you know, everybody's really trying to roll up their sleeves and do their part. And this is part of our initiatives from an organization's perspective.
Fascinating. How do they get in touch with CAA?
So best thing to do if you're looking for membership or you're looking for insurance, go to caasco.com. Go for the information there. If you're looking and you're dealing with a broker, talk to your broker, looking for auto insurance that way. You can go either route with CAA.
Fascinating. Thank you, Elliot. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Okay. CAA, what else can I say? I'm sold.
I want to thank Elliot Silverstein from CAA for taking the time today to help us out and giving that great information about all those super things that CAA are doing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm with Terry O'Keefe from Omvic, and Terry, cars are becoming more and more expensive and unaffordable, so they end up having to make the finances longer and longer. We've got 8 years, sometimes 9 year finance plans. What happens when the car finishes and there's still money owing against it? Negative equity.
Yeah, negative equity is a concern. It's definitely not illegal. I don't want to give that impression.
Okay.
It's perfectly fine. Consumer trades in a vehicle. It means the vehicle is worth less than what is owed.
Correct.
On it.
Yes.
So I trade in a vehicle to your dealership and you give me $10,000 for it, but I still owe $20 on the loan.
Right.
So you're going to take that $10,000 that is outstanding and roll it into the loan for the new car.
Mm-hmm.
That's what negative equity is. And so what it means is that my loan for my new vehicle, it's not a $30,000 loan, it's a $40,000 loan. So my payments are higher. I'm paying more interest because I've refinanced that unpaid debt from the first loan. And of course, this snowballs. If I take out an 8-year loan, and then I trade the car in again in 3 years.
Right.
It's not going to be worth anywhere near what I still owe on it. So now I'm going to roll $20,000 of negative equity into my next car loan. And now I've got a $50,000 car loan for a $30,000 car.
And that's out there right now.
Oh, we've actually heard of customers rolling $70,000 of negative equity into the purchase of another vehicle.
And then there's no way out.
Well, I mean, eventually it will become, you won't be able to refinance it.
Right.
And you're going to have to keep that car for the term of the loan because no one is going to refinance that vehicle for you. And so consumers just need to understand how this works, how negative equity can snowball. You know, extended term loans, 8-year loans, this type of thing, it might be perfect for some people. If you're, you know, I just an example, if you're retired, you know you're going to keep this car for 10 years and you want to finance it for 8 years, but why not? But if you're a commuter who drives high mileage and you are financing that vehicle for 8 years, and every year you're putting 50,000 kilometers on the car because you drive a lot, how many kilometers is going to be on that
car?
Half
a million kilometers by the time. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. In 4 years, it's got 200,000 kilometers.
Yeah.
The warranty was expired after 2 years, but you've got an 8-year loan. And so see, these are some of the questions that consumers need to ask themselves when they're considering an extended term loan. How much do I drive? How long do I intend to keep the car? Will the vehicle reliably last the term of the loan?
And would I get sick of it?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Am I the type of person who trades vehicles in every 2 or 3 or 4 years?
So those options would probably be leasing a vehicle, not even owning it, just, you know, renting it?
Leasing is absolutely an option. A bigger down payment is going to help prevent negative equity, or recognizing simply that you intend to keep that vehicle until it's paid, and that will help prevent the snowballing of negative equity.
Would it be right to say a lot of people do an impulse buy when they buy a car? I mean, you know, the lights are nice and the steering is shiny and, you know, they don't really think it through.
Guilty.
Yeah. But it's true, isn't it?
It is for some of us. I mean, buying a car can be very emotional.
Yeah.
It's very, you know, it can be very exciting. So it's important that not only do you do research about the car itself, but you do research about how you're going to finance it.
Mm-hmm.
And you should do research about the dealer that you're going to buy it from. Because these are all important questions. It's not just about the car. It's about the whole car buying experience, who you're buying it from, how you're going to finance it, how are you going to insure it. These are all important questions that you should ask yourself.
I had this conversation with my daughter. We wanted to buy a car, like she wanted a little SUV. And I said, you've got 2-3 kids. You have no right to be in a little SUV. You need a van. And then so finally I got her to convince her to buy a van. And now she's like 5 years into this van and she's happy because she grew into it. So thinking about what your needs are going to be down the road, I think is part of the equation.
Oh, you're so right. It's not just about the vehicle you want today. What are your future needs?
Yeah.
And will the vehicle that you're buying today meet those needs? And if you think you might outgrow the car in 2 or 3 years, if you're thinking about starting a young family and you're going to buy that 2-seater sports car and finance it over 8 years, well, you might want to consider that as long as you understand how negative equity works. And the other thing with negative equity that people need to be aware of is, so you've rolled a whole bunch of negative equity into that car and it gets stolen.
Wow, yes.
Or you write it off. What's the insurance company going to pay you?
Whatever it's worth on the marketplace.
Exactly. They're not going to pay you what you owe on your loan.
Right.
Right now, there are products that you can buy that will cover that gap, if you will.
Gap insurance.
And so if you are rolling a lot of negative equity in, and that is a concern, this is, again, questions that you should ask before you decide that 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 year, we've seen 10-year auto financing is right for you.
Now, some of that information is on your website, which is?
OMVIC.ca.
OMVIC.ca. It's well worth visiting.
Okay, welcome back. It's Dave's Corner Garage. My name is Dave Redinger. I'm with Alan Gelman, who's on the other line, and we're both of us are talking from the comfort of our homes.
We want to thank Trevor Hutchison for coming on earlier. You know, we were talking about it being springtime. Of course, this is the time that people get their tires changed.
Yep.
And, you know, we've heard it before from our friend on the OPP how wheels come off. So do me a favor, if you have your tires changed, if you do them yourself, or even if you have them done professionally, I would say within a week's time, give your garage a call and see if you're able to come in and get them retorqued. It only takes a couple of minutes. And by all means, and if you don't have time for that, if you're driving your car and you think you're hearing a clunking noise, it sort of sounds like a wheel's coming off, it very well could be. So you want to make sure you stop and get them checked.
And now we should actually talk about actually replacing the rims. Put on separate rims for your snow tires rather than peeling that tire off your rim and then putting it back on. And you can just cause damage that way.
Exactly. So if you're keeping a car for a few years and you want to keep your winter, you know, because first of all, you know, your summer wheels look that much better and you want to keep them looking good. So get a pair of cheap Steelies, we call them, and yep. put your winter tires on that. And then when you do the changeover, it only costs you half as much.
I also want to thank Summit from Young Steels Motors. Really interesting insight into the industry. And of course, Elliot Silverstein from CAA, who I would marry if I could, honest to God. So it's been a great show. It's been interesting. I was fascinating stuff that Terry was talking about, and the fact that there's people out there that owe way more money on their cars than the cars are actually worth. And they're talking now, because of this COVID-19, that the used cars are actually going to depreciate even more because the U.S. market is closed to them. People don't realize when they bring their cars back after a lease, it usually ends up going down to the United States because of the dollar difference. The dollar right now about 70 cents. And so the Americans come up here and buy cars at a discount. But being that they're also closed, the used cars are going to be sitting around the country for a while, and they will depreciate even more. So it might be a good idea to buy the car if you're coming on a lease and own it and then deal with it later. Al, I think
that's closing,
it.
Dave, we got to go.
All righty. Have a great weekend, everybody. Al, take care. Steve, thank you. And goodbye, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Who cares about the clouds and where to get? Sunny weather, happy trails to you, till we meet again, happy trails to you.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.